Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I am your intuitive lifestyle coach, Candace Hartsfield, where we use beliefs and thoughts to design a life that serves your higher self. So let's get right into it. Today we have a special guest, Reverend Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a modern mystic, a Reiki master, teacher, spiritual celebrant, and she also specializes in power of quantum energy healing and cosmic possibilities. She also loves teaching profound ancient wisdom that you can apply to your modern life. Lisa has also studied alternative healing modalities, for more than 25 years. Her years of experience in researching for herself, clients, and students have led her on a very interesting spiritual path. She shares simple tools and technologies of mind, body, and soul to help her clients attain and maintain a more positive experience for their life. So without further ado, let's welcome Lisa onto the show.
Hey, Candace. Good morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving your time today with us to share a lot of your wisdom.
I'm delighted to be here, my friend. Thank you for the invitation, and how fun is this?
It's extremely fun. So which title do you like to go by?
Well, it's an evolution, isn't it? And based upon many of my different certifications and qualifications, I consider myself a spiritual mentor, a wellness coach. Those are some of the titles that that I use to describe the work that I do, which is to help people really kind of remember who they are and why they're here. I like to empower people to take back their health, their happiness, so that they can co-create a delicious life using alternative principles and modalities.
Oh, I like that, delicious life.
Now, when you say principles and modalities, which one do you think is the best one to use, is the most effective?
That's a good question.
In your line of work.
Well, really, for me, and what I want to share with people is what I call the daily simple practice, and it is just a connection to the one, the force, Christ consciousness, the God force, the source, the creator. There really is only one frequency. The modalities, each of them have it's like cooking, Candace. When we're nourishing our families and we're making a giant pot of delicious something, the end result is the one. That is the ultimate goal. All the wonderful things that we put in with our attention and our intention are the different alternatives, our breath work practice, our hydration practice, our movement practice. The umbrella under which I work is really working within that frequency of the one, and that includes my Reiki. That includes, as I said before, my meditation practice, movement practice, nourishment practice. When we're living, as I consider myself, a modern mystic, there's very little separation. It's a more of a way of being, to where life becomes meditation. So everything that I'm doing is already sparked with the divine energy. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
So that one you were referring to is like a mixture and combination of sorts.
It really
the
is.
prayer.
It really is, Candace. And as we allow ourselves to be ever expanding, we realize that there's no separation. We become that one. And it's the melding or the melting or the combining of each of these things that strengthen us and nourish us on a higher level, so that if I'm feeling, I'll give you an example. Let's just say that I'm feeling bitter, angry, judgmental. Those perceptions of my emotions keep me separate. When I say, oh, I'm feeling bitter, angry, judgmental, I know that I have to make a correction within me. My correction is always, let's just take a breath here. Let's just step back. And I step back and I look and I manage what I call my halt. Halt. Am I hungry? Am I angry, anxious, longing, lonely, tired, or thirsty? And I quickly remedy all of those physical
Wait,
things.
Wait, you say that again? The acronym.
The acronym is HALT. It's
okay.
Normally hungry, anxious, longing, tired, or thirsty. I kind of expand mine into the hungry, anxious, angry, longing, lonely, tired, thirsty.
Now, that's very interesting. What led to this acronym?
Well, the actual acronym of HALT, it's something that that people in recovery go through, because those of us who are in recovery, and I've been sober for 17 years, we know that our triggers come from not managing our physical landscape, the physical landscape being the body. If I'm hungry, I'm grumpy. When I used to be grumpy and hungry in the past, that might trigger within me to indulge in behavior that I wouldn't want to indulge in. So we manage the physical landscape. We make sure that we take care of this precious instrument, this living crystal that is the body, so that we can get into that feeling and frequency that is the God within. So within, so without. I can only manage my life to the degree that I'm feeling fantastic in this moment in time. If I'm thinking or longing, let's pick out of the acronym, let's use longing, one of the L's. If I'm longing for something that occurred in the past, if I'm longing for an impossibility, then I'm not in present time consciousness. I'm not here with you and the one, the frequency, the vibration of God's source, the creator, the Christ consciousness. If I'm lonely, if I'm perceiving that I'm lonely, one of the other L's, then I'm not able to be my highest frequency, my highest vibration, so that I can be here present with you now while you and I co-create this time together to affect beneficial change coming down the road. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, let's say I'm tired. I'm thirsty. I want to manage those physical responses. I like to say I manage the biology, which is my body and all my body systems, so that my biography, what I'm telling you and everybody else, becomes better. If I'm bitter and angry and judging or shaming or blaming, excuse me, got a little bit of a cold.
It's like
That's my story, right? And I'm going to just stick to my story because my body is in really in crisis mode. As we open up each and every day to the infinite possibilities that are available to all of us, we really want to make sure that we're taking care of the business at hand. You know how, you know, you're a mother, the most important job upon this planet, and I salute you and all mothers out there. But you know how much more effective you are in parenting beautifully if you've taken good care of yourself first. Remember, you know the old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy?
Oh, yeah, I like to say, if I'm not right, the house isn't right.
Exactly. Exactly. And so as we're stepping into our possibilities moving forward, we want to manage the landscape, the body, because the mind, you know, and it is kind of, is it the chicken or the egg that comes first? First we decide, all right, I'm in hell. My life is hell. This is a hellish experience. What can I do to remedy that quickly? Take a breath.
Yeah, because once we figure out that that's where we're at or that's the frequency that we're in, it's time to get out.
It's time to get out. So we step back and we say, okay, what can I do right here and right now? Well, the thing that we always have available to us, Candace, is the breath. We breathe with intelligence. We breathe that intelligence into us. It means we're just aware that we're breathing. Instantaneously, a shift occurs. This breath is our spark to God. This breath that we have, it's when the baby is born, as you well know, and the baby takes its first breath, what we have forgotten because we're just breathing now is that breath work by saying, I'm breathing. Therefore, I am being graced by God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We immediately move into that gratitude practice. Thank you.
That's what I was about to say. Gratitude comes in right
there. I knew you were thinking
right
it. Because you and I are both gratitude girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift of gratitude is grace. So even if we don't have two nickels to rub together to create a spark of anything, if we have this breath in this body, there is potential. And that potential is the greatest gift that we have in this experience on life to pursue something greater. But we have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, thank you for this hellish experience. Thank you for that loss. Thank you for that, because now I'm willing to say this, and I'm truly grateful for this, and now I'm ready for something better.
And I'm
so
glad
from
you
breath,
went there.
Heck yeah. And from breath, then what I share with my clients and students is we've got to hydrate. We must drink more water, because every thought that we have, Candace, and you know, well know this, every thought that we have, it is a energy, measurable unit of energy. Anytime we have energy and energy occurs, there's debris that occurs. If we have high frequency thoughts of love and light and grace and gratitude and God and forgiveness and peace of mind and well-being, the residue that that is creating is life. If we're thinking about, oh, she shamed me, he blamed me, I can't get enough, whatever it is that is lower vibrational, that is leaving a heavy
those beliefs need to change.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those beliefs need to change, and because that's where I wanted to go next.
Yes.
So because I totally believe in, you know, take a deep breath, and that breath is such a connection with spirit that will then open up so many other different vessels and cells that goes on in, you know, to your body. So what are some things that you find that will help encourage your beliefs to move forward?
Well, we have to be willing. We have to just have a willing spirit. We have to recognize our power. Well, we have to change our thought process.
Uh-huh.
We have to begin to let go of the old blah-bitty-blah-blah-blah that's going on inside our head. We have to recognize that mental chatter is not thinking, and the majority of us do not know how to think. We think we know, but we really don't, and children are not taught this. One of the greatest gifts that we give our children is that still, quiet mind practice.
Where like meditation?
Absolutely, or a stillness practice, and where we sit and we unload. That's all really meditation is. We breathe, we connect to breath, and we just sigh that out. Sighing is actually a very healing technique. When we begin to deliberately sigh and let that go, it changes the frequency. So we want to begin to unwind all the automatic negative thoughts. Those are called ants. We want to get rid of the ants, but we have to fill that vacuum up with something better. And so as we begin our mind practice, we begin to fill it with inspirational words. I am powerful. I am healthy, happy, grateful. I am powerful. I am healthy, happy, grateful. And we override. So every time you have a negative thought about he, she, it, them, your thighs, your whatever, your bank account, that you're not enthusiastic about in theos with God, we override that. And I love the second practice that I share with people after gratitude is to move into that the relationship of oneness. And the relationship of oneness is the Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
please
that Hawaiian.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A thousand
I've
times
heard of
a day.
That through, I've heard of it through Joe Vitale.
Sure. Yeah, Joe's a big fan of that. What that does, we start with breath. That's our foundation. And you can get my Simplicity of Spirituality ebook. It's I think it's still available on the website. If not, people could reach out to me, and I'll happily send them a copy.
Oh, well, what's your website?
It's
Let everyone know what your website is.
Yeah, www.lisajibru.com. And what the Simplicity of Spirituality teaches is that we're building our spiritual house. So we start with the foundation of breath work. We move into gratitude. Gratitude gets our belly up off the ground. You know, most of us are like crawling around. Woo-hoo, poor me, looking down. The gratitude practice goes, aha, thank you, thank you, thank you. We begin to strengthen ourselves. We get up. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for the 10 cents in my bank account. I'm willing for it to get better. Thank you that he left me. Thank you that she divorced me. Thank you, thank you, thank you that I got fired. Thank you. All those things that we perceived are hellish. When we spark the divine gratitude upon them, it raises our frequency. Now we're able to say, oh, who's responsible for my life? I am totally responsible for this life. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I forgot, God, that you taught me to be powerful. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I forgot, Jesus, that you and I are walking this together, and I bought somebody else's story for my life. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. We have to begin to unwind that negative ball of energy that we've created. And we have to say, you know what, if I'm in hell, I created it, and I love that, and now I'm willing to let that go and move into heaven. I love you. I'm sorry.
I love when you speak. I just was sitting there, and you really have a way with words, and then the way you just tap into spirit and the way spirit just communicates with you. So
you could feel that, couldn't you? I could, too.
Yes. That's why I just...
It just
I'm sorry, it came
through.
I loved it.
Loud and clear.
So, because my next question was, you know, you've been doing this for 25 years. What led you to that point that this is what I'm supposed to do?
Well, I think I've always known, coming up when I did in the 70s, I always knew that there was something other than myself happening. I always was very, what you would call now, intuitive. We probably were the first generations of what are now called indigos.
Mm-hmm.
I always have been a peacemaker. I grew up in a very tumultuous time, and I have always been able to just be myself and allow frequencies of crisis, for lack of a better word, to move through me. Now, that doesn't mean that mm-hmm. I didn't certainly have crisis in my life. What occurred for me, though, Candace, was I didn't know how to manage this energy, so what worked for me were drugs and alcohol. Woohoo! So even though I was a party girl for a long time, and don't ask me about the 80s, man. All I remember are shoulder pads, okay?
I'm an 80s baby, so I know.
Okay, and see, and I was out there in the 80s. So I didn't know how, this was uncomfortable for me. I didn't know about meditation. I knew about prayer and always was prayful. And all those times when, you know, for lack of a better word, I was a big dumbass through drugs and alcohol, my go-to solution was to get on my knees and pray. And grace always washed through me. My mother set a very good example about tapping into that. My parents lost a child. My mother went on her spiritual journey, which led her to the church that I was raised in. And she taught me then that said, you must seek for yourself this type of spirituality, you know, where I grew up in Toledo, was not even heard of. So when I was about 20, I fled. Now, I didn't flee because I had a poor upbringing. I had a miraculous, marvelous, loving upbringing. My parents loved each other and they loved us, and that was the greatest foundation I could have ever had. But I had a longing and a stirring. And when I was a kid, the only thing that I could ever draw, Candace, and I grew up where in Ohio, so it was like flat as flat, were mountains. I'd never experienced mountains. And now looking back, I knew that something was occurring then, because now I live in the highest city in the country. I've been in the mountains for 30 years. I knew that there was something, and I knew that I had to break away. Like I said, I had the most loving family, and but I had to flee. I had to flee and search for myself. I began the hero or heroine's journey at the age of 20 when I left home. And
I just learned about the hero's journey a few years ago. I think back when I was going through my transformation and going through leaving a long-term relationship. You go into that mode of it's time to survive. You get really close to God, and God starts revealing himself in so many ways and symbols.
Right, and spirituality is ever expanding. You know, I'm very grateful and blessed for the teachings that I received as a child, because it gave me a foundation that there is something greater than thou. And so in the evolution that we're on, and you and I talked about this, you are at that, you know, we go through these natural phases where all forces are with you, so to speak. And that's why we must look at these gifts of broken up relationships, divorce, death, these releases that we have in life as the gift, because that's what strengthens us and gives us the faith to go on. And around the age of 30, some of us are more mature, some of us are less mature. I was about 25 when I started my first Saturn returns. And it's about every 30 years, give or take a few years, because we're talking about universal time, you know, not this brief parenthesis and all of eternity that is this life. And that time, it's like the force will say, if you are not living your truth, I'm going to have to do it for you. You know, right. If you're not willing to stand in your truth and your power, there's going to be a clipping or a reset almost. But the energy is the one. And we carry the energy within us. And as we continue to expand in our growth, in our duty, in our job to evolve here on this planet and let go of the blame, the shame, the guilt, the pointing of fingers, the prodding, the less than desirable effects of low energy, and we see it, right? We see it, we witness it, we recognize it. Those of us who are evolved are sending love and light into those places. We're believing that hearts and minds are being opened each and every day, but we have to assume full responsibility. Every day, manage the physical landscape like we touched on in the beginning. Take a step back. Take a breath. What does my body need? Okay, body is taken care of. Thank you. What does my mind need? My mind needs inspiration. I started listening to empowering tapes in about 1990, and I would listen to empowering messages over and over and over. Each of us can only, even if we're the most brilliant of us, well, unless you're like Sheldon Cooper, I guess, you can only pick up about 10% of any message that is given. So we fill our minds with inspiration. We get rid of the ants, the automatic negative thoughts, by overriding, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't even know what I'm thankful for, but thank you. Because blame and shame on the level of consciousness vibrates at about 20, okay? The majority, 80% of the world is vibrating below what is called the level of integrity, which is 200 on Dr. David Hawkins' scale of consciousness. We're getting kind of deep here, but I want to touch
on this. So you're saying the highest vibration is at
1,000. For gratitude, for enlightenment, 1,000 or above. Enlightenment begins about 700. Gratitude vibrates at 750. So even if we're still just face down in a fetal position and just can't even, and I've been there, okay, can't even imagine for ourselves or anyone else anything other than this pain, we begin the mantra, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Then the enlightenment comes in. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this body. Thank you for this, you know, whatever it is. Thank you. And then we move into this or something better. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Then the gratitude buoys us. And then we can say, oh, this is what I created. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I forgot again. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I encourage my clients to mantra that 1,000 times a day. Now, that doesn't mean we have to count, you know, take off our shoes, count, you know. What that means is we are continually overriding the paradigm. The paradigm is the ingrained thoughts or belief that is usually generational. You know, children live what they learn. And so we come to this awakening and say, God bless them. They did the best they could. Maybe their best sucked. Maybe their best was awesome. We no longer blame or shame. We now say, you know what? I have full faculty.
Yeah, because I think, you know, universally we're moving into a place where, you know, I understand the generational thing, but when you have a grasp on your beliefs and what you know the universe is working for your favor.
That's the paradigm shift.
You know, because a lot of us that's in the spirituality realm, we come from a religious background. So, you know, me being Christian, I understand Christ consciousness and, you know, I love the Bible and I know what the Bible is a great tool. But then, you know, we're still humanly living on this earth. So, you know, taking it a bit further, I love Jesus.
Well, the Christ
but
consciousness.
But in order to move forward in this earthly realm with, you know, universal mindset, because, you know.
No, the Christ consciousness has nothing to do with Jesus himself, but Jesus embodied the Christ consciousness. It is that
right.
One frequency.
Because there's tons of shifts that's going to happen, such as, you know, when you apply the Bible, such as there's seasons.
So we are only the student. We are only ever the student. We are only ever the student imparting the wisdom. I was just writing something today, and it said, I was thinking, wisdom without action is ignorance. So we share our experience, our strength, and our hope with others. We love ourselves enough only so that we can love everybody else. And sometimes we have to love everybody else from way over here. But we're sending love and light into those packages of corruption, destruction, chaos, fear, anger, bitterness. But we are in the world, but we are no longer of the world.
Of the world.
We are never
right.
better than anybody else, but we are only better than we used to be every day moving forward.
The old self and the new self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to have those emotions, energy and emotions. But we have now a quick turnaround. So when somebody hacks us off, when we give somebody the single inverted peace sign as we're driving down the road, we quickly self-correct. We go, cancel, cancel. That's how the old way would respond, would react. I now choose to respond from a higher perspective, and I'm going to love that dipshit on the highway no matter what. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That is the thing. We can only love others to the degree that we love ourselves, and we can only love ourselves by continuing to expand within. Everything else is an illusion. If we buy into the illusion, then we are going the way of the masses. When we choose to stand back, to step up, and step forward from a point of deep relaxation, of true power with a capital T and a capital P, we can then and manage that physical landscape with our halt, hungry
right.
and that take a breath, take a glass of water, move your body, and move forward. That's the only way, because
exactly.
we still have to manage this very dense package of frequency and vibration that is our beautiful body. And as things come up, especially as we're practicing our Ho'oponopono and things will come up, ooh, I didn't act very enlightened then. Ooh, that wasn't the best thing for me to do. Ooh, I wish I could have changed that. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. We must change the paradigm. I'm going to do a teaching called, Got Four Nickels for Your Paradigm? No, I'll give you four nickels for your paradigm. Because the paradigm is those deep ingrained beliefs that have nothing to do with our potential and our purpose here and now. The only way to get to peace of mind and well-being and purpose and prosperity is to do it in that order. I'm choosing peace right now. I'm going to make peace with everybody else. I may never be able to be in the same room with you again, but I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I got to move on. That peace
right.
of mind, the peace of the heart, will create peace on earth. We will not get peace on earth till we each individually stand up, stand in our truth, our power, our peace, and say, not today. Not today. I will not allow that into my mind. I will not allow that into my home. I will not allow that into my school system. I will not allow that onto my planet any longer. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and believe it. Now, okay, so we're about to wrap up because this was a very great conversation. How can the listeners find out more about you, what's going on with you, and...
Well, I
Take
think the best way is through the website, and I've recently gone under construction, and I'm going to be tweaking yet. This is an evolution as well. But I'd love to offer your listeners my free gift. It's a 7 days and seven ways towards ultimate wellness. And it's talking about our energetic frequency. You get an email from me every day. You sign up for it on the website. And you've got my contact info there, www.lisagiroux.com. And Giroux is spelled G as in glorious, R-A. No, that's especially grand. It's, you spell my name G-I-R-O-U-X as in xylophone. And the 7 days.
G-I-R-O-U-X.
That's correct. And the 7 days and seven ways is a great way. It's pretty short. Each little email.
And that's your freebie offer, right?
It's my freebie. So every day they get an email from me, just encouraging, talking about the energy. And then the emails, as you get deeper into them, there's three or four different coaching calls. There's an invitation to be part of the Simplicity of Prosperity coaching call coming up. And we're going to be expanding this a bit further, but the 7 days and seven ways towards wellness, which is like whole living, it's there, ready to roll. So I hope they enjoy that.
Oh, I'm sure they will enjoy it.
It's been a lot. So everybody, let's just take a breath. Let's just allow that which is beneficial to land within the body. We must get out of our head and into the body and integrate this information that Candace and I find very important for all of us moving forward, using spirit, using intuition. Let's just let that be as it's meant to be, as we just turn this over, turn it over for the higher good, for the benefit of all. Yay, yeah, because that was a lot, Candace, but I had a blast.
It was a lot, and I'm so grateful, and I'm sure the listeners are very, very grateful for the wisdom that you have shared with all of us. And again, Lisa can be reached at www.lisagiroux, that is LISAGIROUX.com.
That is correct. Thank you.
Thank you.